Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
A Friday night win on the road for the Hawks in Sioux Falls against the Stampede. The Blackhawks with one goal in each period, and they bring back 2 points from a trip to Denny Sanford Premier Center. Time for our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. Mistakes allowed the Sioux Falls Stampede to score the first and last goal of this game, but Waterloo with three in between, and that was enough for a win on this Friday night. 4:27 the time of the opening goal, and that first Blackhawks mistake, a turnover in the defensive zone. The puck ended up slipping right into the slot where there were a couple of Stampede players lurking. It was Chris Pelosi who got his stick to it. In a shooting position, the lefty snapped a wrist shot past Emmett Crotto inside the post at Crotto's right side, and Sioux Falls was on top with that unassisted goal by Chris Pelosi, making it a 1-0 Sioux Falls lead, not quite 4.5 minutes into the game. Waterloo had a power play and then a second overlapping power play. Did not score during the very brief 5-on-3, but did get a goal near the end of the second advantage. Pionk now to O'Connell with room on right wing. Navigates over the line. Curls along the right wing boards. Banks went into the corner. Found Erdman there. Griffin Erdman back to the deep slot. Aaron Pionk back to O'Connell. Rink wide. Rinzell left out. Shoots. He scores! Here come the Hawks with a power play goal from Sam Rinzell, tying it up just before the midpoint of the opening period. Rinzell snapping in his 9th goal of the season, his 3rd consecutive game with a goal. The power play score assisted by Aaron Pionk and Gavin O'Connell. And at 9:12, it was a 1-1 game. No change in score the rest of the period. The Blackhawks went to the second and were able to score, even though they did not make anything out of a 5-minute power play. Shortly after the Stampede came back to full strength, the Blackhawks did go in front.
Brown high slot, turning, looking at the net, doesn't have a lane, gives it to Benoit across the ice. Robertson moves in, shoots, he scores! Here come the Hawks! Waterloo in front after the teams get back to 5-on-5. Ben Robertson scores at 5:23 of the second period.
Robertson's 3rd goal of the season at 5:23 of the second period. It was assisted by Nate Benoit and Caden Brown and gave the Hawks a 2-1 lead. The Hawks had been on the 5-minute power play when there was a major penalty for headbutting called against the Stampede's Sam Harris at the end of the first period. Harris, given the gate at that point, did not return, and that had an impact on how this game played out. Stampede did get a great second period scoring chance, though.
And now McDonough into the Blackhawks zone, trying to get around Benoit in front, backhander, and a save by Emmett Crotto, and he holds on with Bruender at the top of the crease. Crotto keeps the Blackhawks on top by a goal halfway through the second period.
Crotto's best save of the game coming against McDonough about halfway through the second period. And that preserved the 2-1 Blackhawks lead. Waterloo still up by that score early in the third and capitalized less than a minute out of intermission. Lindbergh chasing after it, kicks it back Rinzell's way, juggles it along the wall outside the right wing corner, but then got it back to Lindbergh. Rims one back to Geary at the left point. Geary above the circle, long shot, tip save, rebound, stuff attempt, Lindbergh scores! Here come the Hawks just 31 seconds into the third period.
Medina made the save, but Lindbergh was right there, no one around him, able to go to his backhand with Medina down and lift it in.
11th goal of the season for Lindbergh, assisted by Patrick Geary at the 31-second mark to give the Blackhawks a 3-1 lead. Up to that point, Sioux Falls had not had a power play. They stacked up 3 consecutive power plays, including almost a minute of 5-on-3 time, but the Blackhawks denied those chances. Ultimately, Waterloo was on a power play, their 5th of the game, with just over 6 minutes left to go, but another miscue cost the Blackhawks in Sioux Falls with a shorthanded goal. When the puck came back to Emmett Crotto, there were 2 players coming his way. It looked like Aaron Pionk and Jackson Panzer. And Crotto tried to play the puck back up the ice away from both of them out to neutral territory. It hit Panzer, though. Deflected back toward the net. And with Crotto unable to get back into position, Panzer did get a last touch on just to make sure it would go in. An unassisted shorthanded goal for Jackson Panzer at 13:28. That put the Stampede in position to lift Xavier Medina a few minutes later, but even 6-on-5, they could not get the equalizer, and the Hawks hold on for the 3-2 final. They end the game 1-for-5 on the power play with a shorthanded goal against. Sioux Falls, the second-ranked power play team in the USHL, 0-for-3 on their power play opportunities. In the third, the Blackhawks outshot the Stampede 13-11. For the game, it was 33 Blackhawks shots on goal to 28 for the Stampede. The win to Emmett Corrado, his 10th victory of this season, and his 7th in 7 appearances career against the Sioux Falls Stampede. He made 26 saves to get it. Xavier Medina takes the loss. He stopped 30 of 33. Still has 3 wins against 2 losses in the head-to-head series as far as his performance against the Blackhawks individually. That is our post-game scoring summary. Drill bits and saw blades from Century Drill and Tool bring precision to your project. Their products are made in the USA. Century Drill and Tool, providing quality since 1940. Available at Ted's Home and Hardware in Evansdale, where you can get help with your project. Stop in to see Ted and his staff. They're there to help at 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale. 31 wins now this season for the Blackhawks. 63 points, and helping to assure that as the weekend rolls on and we get closer and closer to the end of the season, the Hawks stay in second and keep hope alive to have a chance to reel in the Fargo Force.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.